So repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins and return to God. Seek His purpose for your life so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. That was Acts 3, verse 19. You know, a drought makes people appreciate the rain, and a spiritual drought exponentially increases the appreciation and desperation for the living water, Jesus Christ, who still reigns. So many people daily experience the desperation from being thirsty. No, I'd say even being dehydrated, being completely dehydrated, because of lacking truth, love, and hope, all of which are found in Christ alone. And churches need to share about Him without hesitance. Sarcastic posts on Facebook and unkind comments continue to unveil ugly heart conditions throughout America. It boils down to this: people desperately need Jesus. And we believers need to start sharing the gospel more and more without feeling like we need to make it hard. Listen, I'm not a pastor, but I am a saved daughter of the King. Jesus saved me, and I'm a millennial who just wants people to know Him too. He is so good, beyond description awesome. I mean it. How could I not share about Him? I'm far from perfect, but He is perfect. He is Lord. So, as a millennial who loves Jesus, who first loved me, let me say it bluntly. Churches in America do not need to jazz up the message. They just need to share the gospel without messing around with the message. The gospel is more than enough. It's not about trying to act real or market it. So many things are emphasizing and making a big deal about being real. But frankly, it's just about living it out. It's about authenticity in Christ. Loving God and loving others, that's what we all need to do. Now, I thank God that we're a part of a wonderful, healthy, local church. We feel so blessed to grow in Christ there. But you know what? There are other churches that need to return to sharing the Bible without apology, without hesitance. As I've said before, it's time for America's churches to apply the Word to the world instead of the world to the Word. It's time to love God and love others with His love, regardless of whether they look different or are from an opposing party. Remember that love your enemies part? While never enabling evil, we must love others with His love. So please, America, stop thinking it's good enough to come up with concepts that are just feel-good lies. Instead, come to Christ. Salvation is found in Christ alone. Come to Christ who loves you and died in your place so that you could be set free from death and the tyranny of sin. He loves you. Good policies can help, but they certainly can't save us. Only Jesus can, America. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for sending Jesus. We thank You that You died on the cross, Lord Jesus, and that You bore the punishment for all our sins. Forgive us of our sins. We confess our sins, and we confess You as Savior and Lord. We rely on You. We repent from our sins and rely on You as Savior and Lord. Please save us. And we ask that You'd lead our leaders, whether they themselves realize it or not. We ask You to please lead our leaders. And we welcome You in our hearts, Lord Jesus, and pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Thank You, Jesus, for being You. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week: share the gospel with someone. Share the gospel with someone. And send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.